Welcome to the AI Ireland podcast, your window into the world of AI innovation on the island of Ireland. Join us as we explore how AI is harnessed to tackle both business and societal challenges, revealing the cutting-edge solutions emerging from this vibrant AI community. Don't forget to subscribe for the latest updates and insights in the world of AI. Welcome to the AI Ireland podcast. I'm your host, Mark Kelly, CEO and founder of AI Ireland. Today, we're joined by Dr. Ali Reza Degani, a distinguished AI technical program manager and chief product officer. Dr. Degani brings a unique blend of technical expertise and leadership backed by a PhD in computing. His work spans various sectors, including a key role at SADAR and a focus on AI digital twins. Impressively, he's also a finalist for this year's AI award within research. Please join me in welcoming Dr. Ali Reza Degani to the show. Thank you very much for taking the show Dr. Ali.
Thank you very much, Mark. Hello, everybody on the podcast. I'm very happy to meet you on this episode.
So today we have a very compelling topic that intersects technology, work, and sustainability. We're diving into the future of remote working hubs and how advanced AI is revolutionizing this concept, from intelligent recommendation systems that matches users to the perfect workspace, and the use also of AI digital twins for real-time analytics and optimization. We'll cover it all. So sit back and get ready for a conversation that's informative and also very timely. So let's get started. Tell us a little bit about Relief Hubs and AI-driven solutions for remote working hubs for people that don't necessarily know much about this and the need for it.
Yes, sure. So from 2020, when COVID actually hits the community, we started working remotely from home and so on. So that was the time actually we started understanding what does it mean, the meaning of the remote working hub or working from other places which are not our workplace necessarily. From the other hand, working from home isn't an efficient option from different points of view for several reasons. So remote working hubs then are really important in balancing that new need, the new normal. You remember during the COVID all the time we were discussing the new normal, what does it mean? So the hybrid approach of working has got important really. But if you look at the crisis that we are facing, the most important one perhaps is the climate change and so on. So remote working hubs will be very important in that respect. So Relief Hubs project then started from summer 2022 is working on how we can optimize people's engagement with the remote working hubs in the sense how they can minimize their commute time, how they can have better well-being, how companies can benefit from that, how hubs can be optimized in terms of the operation, how we can increase the awareness of the people and so on. And at the end of the day, because of all these things, how we can help reducing the carbon footprint of the country toward 2023 and 2050 of the Irish goal toward the climate action.
When you say it like that, there's certainly a lot of benefits from taking that into consideration and how you've built on from COVID. Can you elaborate on how Relief Hubs is leveraging AI-driven recommendation systems to enhance the remote working hub ecosystem in Ireland?
Sure. So, you know, nowadays AI is really improved and we have a lot of application. We can see a lot of application of AI in our lives. So, you know, AI has three elements. AI has data, AI has compute engine, and AI has algorithms. Okay, so the good news about using AI in our lives is plenty of data that are available. So if you come back to the remote working hubs, you will see there are a lot of data are generated out of the engagement of the user with the remote working hub from the time they leave their house, the transportation approach they take, if they walk, if they cycle, if they take the public transportation, if they drive, and then getting to the remote working hub, if they, what kind of the facility they engage with in the remote working hub, and then if during the day they want to leave the remote working hub to go to the nearby amenities to do anything for their lunch, for their break, if they have any parcel to post in the middle of the day, if they want to do any banking things, etc. So as you can see, we have plenty of data. So bringing all this data and applying kind of AI and machine learning algorithm to model those data will help us to understand where we can improve the things. So that's the place actually Relief Hubs comes in. We collect all the data, we play with the data to understand where we can optimize. Where could be the location of new remote working hubs to increase the commuting approach, you know? How many amenities we can develop in the neighborhood of the remote working hubs, how we can improve the facilities inside the remote working hubs to bring more happiness, how all these things can increase the awareness to bring people to the remote working hub to increase their well-being. So that's where AI comes in. If you start collecting, as we started collecting the data, cleaning that, storing that, and then playing AI to them, we will start to see all these benefits.
And we build on that. How are you using digital twins as well within this area?
Very good question. Okay, so if you're familiar with the concept of digital twin means the digital replica of physical phenomena. It was initially started on manufacturing industry, but later after AI actually grown to the current situation with a lot of data algorithm and computer power, computing power, digital twin and started going into different industries like healthcare, smart cities, and so on. So what is digital twin? Digital twins means you have two-way direction of exchanging the data with your physical phenomena and the digital copy. Okay, so then this way, if we have a digital copy of each hub, that means any kind of the interaction, users, anything that happens in terms of that specific remote working hub can be sent to the digital copy of that hub. Then we can apply AI and machine learning on that data. We can generate insight, we can generate decision makings, we can generate optimization approach, etc., and we can send it back to the remote working hub. So that's the place we can start implementing digital twins for remote working hub. But that's not the end of the story. Beyond single digital twin for each specific remote working hub, we will have in the Relief Hubs project, actually, we will have an aggregated digital twin, which actually get all the information of the hubs, individual digital twins, again, model it, and generate insight and results for the government and decision making. So they will see how, what are the potential of remote working hubs in Ireland, which area of the country they need to improve, how they can subsidize the things for the remote working hubs, for the business owners, for the amenities, to establish new amenities inside the country and so on. So that's where actually digital twin help us a lot in this project.
Yeah, it's a fascinating subject. I would have kind of come across digital twins with kind of GE at the time, some of the work that they did in manufacturing. If anybody can think about some of the utilities areas, like some of big wind turbines, having a digital twin of that is obviously very good for the maintenance of that, and also minimizing the amount of time people have to go up and service those things as well. But as you said, it's across a variety of different sectors now. Very, very few industries don't have digital twins. When I look at the context of the broader Irish business landscape, how does Relief Hubs align with the national initiatives aimed at reducing commuting and promoting sustainability?
That's a very good question. So like we discussed, actually, there are a lot of things that are going on inside the interaction of the people and businesses with the remote working hubs. As we don't collect all their data, as we don't model them using AI, we don't know the opportunities. But in Relief Hubs project, by collecting all this information, applying the emerging AI technology and machine learning technology to all this data, we will understand which part of the urban area they need to have improvement. I know in the government they have huge plans to help other part of the country, mainland, to improve in terms of the businesses engagement and hiring and so on. So Relief Hubs project will help us to extract the opportunities. So that way, if, for example, a lot of people in the urban area, they travel to the city center in Dublin to attend events, remote working hubs, and so on, it will increase a lot of complexity in terms of congestion, in terms of carbon emission, and so on. Relief Hubs project can help us understand at those further area from the center, there would be the opportunity to create more amenities, for example, government can support in terms of creating new supermarket, creating new bank branches, creating new post offices, parking and so on, then that would be good places for the new remote working hub. Then people from those areas, they don't need to travel to the center to, you know, to solve all the problem. Beyond that, the economy at those areas will grow. So people from those areas, again, they don't need to travel to the city center to have their own job. They can find a job in the nearby area. So that's where Relief Hub project will help us a lot to affect the economy and businesses.
Yeah, it's tremendous. There's so much opportunities. I was down in Kerry about 6 weeks ago, and you know, looking around the different people just living and working and speaking to them, previously they'd done all their work in Dublin, but they've been able to, you know, create a new life for themselves, go back to where they originally came from in terms of also now building a family and that, being closer to the network of family that they had down there. And you can actually live in a variety of different places. Obviously, there's still some challenges to go in terms of the infrastructure, but it was so nice to hear about how happy they were in that experience. If I kind of pivot a little bit, but data privacy is obviously kind of a significant concern when implementing AI solutions. What measures has Relief Hubs put in place to ensure data privacy and security within its AI-driven systems?
That's a very good question. We are facing with a dilemma in here. So when you talk to the AI specialists and also in industry, with professionals in industry, one side of this dilemma is, okay, there is huge opportunity and data, we can apply AI and so on to achieve a lot of results, etc. The other side of the dilemma is, what about the privacy? If that's a matter of the healthcare, for example, or the health information are private. So we need to solve this problem. Actually, this problem has already been addressed. Actually, privacy preserving machine learning approach beyond GDPR. Everybody knows GDPR. In terms of GDPR, we are responsible in taking care of the people's information. But I'm talking beyond that, which is privacy preserving machine learning. That means how we can apply AI and machine learning to people's data, to kind of sensitive data. So privacy preserving machine learning not only make it possible to apply AI and machine learning on the private data, but also make it possible to protect them in a way that hackers cannot hack it reversely from the algorithm to understand people's behavior and data. So definitely we dare to take a step forward and start taking people's data, applying sophisticated privacy-preserving machine learning algorithm to those data, to model data toward the human and the community, to provide benefits to the human, to the community, to the economy, and to the government while taking care of the people's privacy. So you need to do that. Otherwise, you will step behind and will say, okay, that's really private area, we cannot do that, but we need to do that. But of course, we'll take care of the people's privacy.
Yeah, and that's very, very important. And thank you for that overview. What are some of the challenges and opportunities you foresee in scaling the Relief Hubs model, especially considering the rapid advancements in the AI technology?
That's a very good question. So this journey has been started from summer 2022 when we applied for the Smart Dublin Open Data Challenge with my RWH.app application, which was a recommended system for remote working hub users. Thankfully, at that competition, we could win the competition out of 37 teams that they had applied. From there, we had presented the project and the initiative to the remote working hub communities. It looks like a little bit traditional, but they really, really got involved, and it was really interesting application for them. So one of the challenges is to, start kind of motivating users particularly to be involved and to generate their data, to provide their data with the app access to our project. And I won't say that's challenging. I would say that's opportunity. We have huge opportunity in there. We have been in contact thanks to Hub Connected, Hub National Network, National Hub Networks in Ireland, which thereby is connected hub. We have had close relationship from that summer by now with those people. Thankfully, they have supported a lot. And we can see there is opportunity. So, In healthcare, when you want to apply AI to a problem in the healthcare, already the culture is there. I would say the main challenge perhaps is the culture. And it doesn't mean necessarily they have stopped us. It means we need to speak more. We need to involve people more to understand, to facilitate the process. But I'm really, really optimistic about the situation, and I'm really interested in the industry. So I hope we can provide community, people, economy, government with a lot of benefit through this project.
My last question is about feedback mechanisms. So when we look at the AI models, reality is that they perform better with iterative feedback. What structures are planned to capture real-time user and operational feedback to enhance the RWH experience continuously?
Very good question. It can happen in multiple ways. I mean, in terms of the users, when we have the recommender system in place for the remote working hub users to book their remote working hub and get engaged with the remote working hub, as they get involved daily with the application, they generate their data. This way, they are kind of providing their feedback. If AI suggests them a new remote working hub to attend, if they take another decision, that means they are providing us with their feedback about what is the AI decision and so on. So that's one aspect, okay? From the other hand, remote working hub owners, they will have access to their own AI digital twin. That means they can see all the results generated by the AI model we have implemented there. They can provide us with the feedback to see if there is any specific preference in terms of the AI, in terms of the remote working hub owners and founders, so we can see their feedback and so on. That would be the same for the government. So that aggregated digital twin can provide the government with a lot of opportunity based on the decision that government makes. Then they will have a lot of feedbacks to understand how the models can fulfill the requirement of the people. Because at the end of the day, this project is about the people. It's not about AI. It is not about technology. The vision is to help people to have healthier, wealthier, happier life. And so their feedback is really important to us.
Thank you very much, Dr. Ali Reza Degani, for sharing your insights today.
Thank you very much, Mike, for having me on the show, and happy to receive feedbacks from the audience about that. Thank you.
I'm really, really excited to unveil my new book, AI Unleashed, Navigating the AI Revolution as a Business Executive, which is now accessible to purchase on Amazon and Amazon Kindle. This publication is the fruit of half a decade's worth of meticulous research and high-level conversations with experts in the field, both in Ireland and globally. The book is particularly timely, featuring current discussions on AI governance in the European Union and North America. If you're aiming to grasp the full scope of AI, ready your enterprise for its transformative power, and utilize it to your advantage, this book is specifically crafted for you. It serves as a pragmatic guide, clarifying misconceptions and presenting real-world insights for leaders entering the AI sphere. The book covers an extensive array of subjects, from AI's role in diverse industries to generative AI applications, and provides guidance on avoiding typical missteps in AI initiatives, all supported by the most recent studies. Additionally, the book highlights case studies and applications that have earned accolades at AI awards throughout the years and emphasizes top-notch AI utilization in Ireland. For executives, polyarchitects, or technology aficionados seeking to make sense of the intricate world of AI, AI Unleashed, Navigating AI Revolution is your essential handbook. So it's now available on Amazon. This book furnishes you with the expertise and instruments required to deploy AI more effectively and ethically. Join us at the AI Ireland Awards 2023, presented by principal sponsor Microsoft. On the 21st November at the Gibson Hotel, Dublin 1, you'll discover the pinnacle of AI innovation on the island of Ireland. The AI Ireland Awards 2023, ceremony proudly presented by principal sponsor Microsoft, celebrates excellence in data science, machine learning and artificial intelligence, showcasing AI applications across multiple industries and AI for social good. Get your tickets at Eventbrite or AIIreland.ie.